أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 32 of Surah An-Nisa. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala conveys a very, very important message to us that will enhance our being in this world, spiritually, emotionally, and of course, the hereafter. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has bestowed very many different ni'mats, boons and favors from Allah Ta'ala upon mankind. And these favors, to understand this verse, is broadly divided into two categories. One are those favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which the ulama have described as wahbi. In other words, it is purely from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There is no intervention and no acquisition from human side. Like for example, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala granted nubuwat and prophethood to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So that is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side. No one can acquire it, and hence it will not be permissible for us to aspire. Allah Ta'ala created men as men, women as women, and no man can aspire to be a woman, and no woman can aspire to be a man. And like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us other ni'mats that are purely from Allah Ta'ala's side, like for example, physical appearance or beauty, intellectual capacities that Allah Ta'ala has afforded to different people, at different levels. That is all from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side. On the other hand, we find there are those ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestows, and it can be acquired from human beings. Like for example, deeds, actions, amal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grants us the ability by us carrying out these ibadat. That is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side, but a person can acquire and aspire insofar as one's intentions are concerned. That is from within a human being in itself, and it is the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So hence we found in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were those women that went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they remarked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the one hand, men go out in jihad fi sabilillah. They go out and strive in your path. Of course, then women are deprived or they cannot go out as frequently as men. And then in the verses that had passed, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had apportioned to the male double than to the female as far as sons and daughters are concerned. So these women made this remark to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah by saying, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, and do not desire that thing by which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had granted excellence to some over others. There are those things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted. Now the matter and issue is that if we desire those things which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon people, which is a pure bestowal from Allah, we cannot acquire it. No human intervention is possible. Hence, do not aspire it. That is the rule of Allah Ta'ala. If we do that, somebody has a very noble lineage. Somebody is, for example, from the offspring of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, by desiring that, we are not going to acquire it and we're going to achieve nothing. It creates an abundance of jealousy. It creates a lot of hatred within an individual for that person. And emotionally, we are not going to be stable in this world. And of course, we are then losing our akhirat. If we relate this verse to the previous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the one before that, Allah ta'ala spoke about wealth and Allah ta'ala spoke about murder. And if you look at it, this verse in actual fact is the secret to all of that. That people will want to rob and cheat because they want to acquire something that Allah ta'ala has given others, and then we cannot get it in the right way, so we will opt for the wrong way. People will commit murders for the same reason. Suicide is also committed sometimes for that, that a person sees what others has, realizes that it cannot be acquired, and jealousy then doesn't kill the person, but it then leads one to kill oneself. And hence here Allah Ta'ala has brought this golden rule that insofar as those deeds, insofar as those things rather, that Allah Ta'ala has given as a bestowal from His side, do not ever desire it. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. However, there are those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which the ulama has called and termed as kasbi, something that we can carry out from our side, something that we can make an effort, and from our effort we can then progress insofar as our lives are concerned. Now here the examples are very many, that we will find that somebody can sit and learn the Quran Sharif and he can do hifz of the Quran, and a person can then aspire to for better deeds, and he can then carry out those deeds, more ikhlas, more sincerity. That is all what we can apply ourselves, make an endeavor and an effort, and we can acquire it. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for men is their portion of what they earn. In other words, of their own practices, of their own deeds. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. And for a woman is the portion of what she earned. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that a person will be regarded as one that shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time, one who is persevering in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is that person that looks at the amal and the deeds of those that have surpassed him. And then in his heart he has the desire to carry out the same. The desire, not wanting that person to fall, but he has the desire to do that. Then he knows his weakness and he sees someone and he emulates. The second is that person who looks at somebody insofar as material possessions are concerned, somebody that is lower than him in material possessions, and then he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah ta'ala has bestowed and Allah ta'ala has granted upon him. He is also regarded then as one who has made shukr to Allah and one who has offered the shukr and gratitude and the sabr that he will make for not having what others have. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His grace, from the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now we were discussing that one aspect with regards to those ni'mats of Allah ta'ala that is a pure bestowal from Allah. There are some of them, like Allah ta'ala grants honor or status to certain individuals. Now, we cannot get it on our own. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you require that, you desire that, then seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His grace. You've seen somebody surpass you in ibadat, then seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the sirat-e-mustaqim, and seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability and the tawfiq to carry out those deeds. So there is no harm. that if Allah Ta'ala does not desire it in this world, then at least Allah Ta'ala rewards us for the fact that we had an aspiration to be in the path of Allah, to do good, and of course the reward of the dua, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah has knowledge of everything. Allah has knowledge of our makeup. Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of our attitude. Allah Ta'ala knows whom to give, what to give to whom, and Allah Ta'ala knows from whom Allah Ta'ala should keep away, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows exactly what is best for each of His servants. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.